Call this meeting to order for the financial and judiciary meeting for Junction City, Oregon. Any changes to the agenda? No? Okay. Approval of the minutes?
Yes. But second.
So, okay. So the minutes have been seconded and they're public comments for items not listed on the agenda. Planning and development fee resolution, Public Works Director, Gary, Kathy.
Hey, Pam. So this is a request for the committee to review and hopefully approve the resolution to increase in planning and development fees. We've been working on a resolution to look at the fees that haven't been raised since 1994. So we took a look at each fee on the list and broke it down to figure out how much staff time we spent on each piece of it, and found that we were covering our costs on a lot of the fees that were charging. So I reached out to our legal team and had them help me draft the resolution, which is included in the packet. And then the second sheet that's in there, on that, you'll see all the fees we want to raise are listed in red. And there's a couple of big ones, but there's some new FEMA rules for plan review for our building official that takes him a lot more time now. And the lower of those fees would be that FEMA review without a structure, and the higher one would be with a structure. So. They've got a lot of new rules that you can't really do anything underground until you do a study to make sure you're not going to disturb or destroy any plant life. So it's taken us a lot more time to get through those. It's our recommendation that this committee agrees to adopt the resolution and send it to council for final approval. I'm happy to answer any questions. At this point, so.
Well, it's about time, right?
It's been a while.
31 years.
It's been a while.
I didn't have a calculator after that one.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a long time. Are you projecting an increase in revenue at all from this? Just small.
It's small, but we at least need to cover our time.
Agreed.
So.
Will any of this come into effect now since we're in the moratorium?
The fees were going to effect 30 days after you guys pass the resolution. So. Or council passes the resolution.
Can we approve it now or does it have to go to council?
It has to go to council.
It'll have to go to council.
So then we agree.
Do you see a or an A?
Yeah, yes,
okay. Okay, Ken?
Yes. It will be in your packet for Tuesday.
Yes. Yes,
yes, yes. Okay, the next thing is the city prosecutor's
I was hoping Director Green would have been online by now.
Ghosted you.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. So I'm going to kind of try to wing it a little bit on the contract because I'm not prepared to speak on it, but I didn't think I was going to. Looking at it, you know, basically it's one of those, you know, it's time again, tried to go every 5 years on our contracts. The prosecutor's up. Staff was looking to reuse the RFP and the contract that we did last time. The big thing from staff at this point is looking to see if there's something that, like on the contract that you would like to see changed. The RFP itself needs a lot of updates just by looking through it. But if there was like terms or something of that nature in the contract that the committee had questions on, I'd be happy to answer those. The best I can. But other than that, that's about all we've got, unfortunately.
So I think I have a couple things.
Sure.
One, I think it'd be good to run this one through the police department as well. And that would see if we do, since they work daily with the prosecutor's office.
Sure.
And then the other thing is, it says in the first paragraph, the current contract has expired and staff would like direction from the committee. So I'm not sure I think we've all been pretty clear. We like RFPs. We like them to be timely. And we like to do interviews when it comes to any of the positions that the council has to directly hire. So I think that's been the consistent message. If you don't think, yeah, right? Okay, yeah, okay. I was going to say you can pull the council on Tuesday if you don't, but I think that's pretty
good. Yeah, exactly. I'm not hearing anything new.
Right,
exactly. For sure. So
that's my two cents.
I mean, you got to have a prosecutor to prosecute once the police catch the bad guys, right?
Yeah.
So don't they have to kind of work together to make sure that all the ducks in a row, so when they actually prosecute this person, they don't drop it out the window.
Right.
So, yeah, that's pretty important.
Yeah, and you're going to update it and change all the information that needs to be changed? Or Christine has?
Yes, they will get updated. For sure.
Like I said, since I noticed there were a couple of things that were different, and it says Mike Crocker as the finance director. So if that didn't get changed, I was thinking it may not make it. We need to go for the RFP.
How are RFPs communicated to the world so that they know that it's open for them?
So there's minimum requirements where we have to advertise it in the paper of record, which for us would be the Register Guard. We then go to the Daily Journal of Commerce. It's kind of a standard stock. And then there's some of these, like this one, there's some specific listservs and groups, organizations, or like the prosecutor, city attorney, da-da-da-da-da, and then we throw it on the Legal website as well.
When we were looking for a judge, our city attorney made a recommendation about how to broadcast that information. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember what that was.
And I would have to go back and look at it, but I was... As part of this, it gets run through her office, and I was going to say, hey, what's the best way to get this out to the world?
Yeah. I was kind of thinking beyond this one, because we also have the city attorneys, right? So it's a little bit awkward to have to ask the city attorney.
Yeah.
The best way to broadcast that. So I was trying to...
I was going to ask the prosecutor, and then kind of weigh into that one.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to dig back through some audio minutes, but I do remember what you're talking about, but I'll be gosh darn if I can't remember what it is.
Because we have pretty good turnout for the judge. They're great candidates. So.
Yeah.
Well, and our auditor, it was the first time we'd opened that up for a while, I think.
Yeah, that
was. And it was great.
Yeah.
And Christine is really happy. She says, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Working good. So we're doing our due diligence for people that has nothing against anybody that's running, I wouldn't say running for it, you're putting in for it, I guess. Proper thing. Okay, so we're going to send that out to council.
I will lump this together probably under the same in 2 weeks at the work session. I was right at the meeting. The work session, I'll probably have this one and the city attorney both for council review.
Okay, and
I may have an RFP and a right away dedication.
Yeah. But just want you guys to know it's going to be, it's too late to get in next week's meeting, so it'll be the meeting after.
Will that give us enough time to get it out there for?
You know, I want council to review the corrected documents, make sure everybody's comfortable with what the before we throw it out there.
Yeah.
Then we'll throw it out and then we'll have its advertising period and then come back through.
Okay.
Okay. It says the current contract with prosecutors expired. Are they just helping us out right now?
Basically.
Yeah.
One of those.
Month to month at this point?
Yeah. We're
I think I remember a year ago they said this would be their last year. The current prosecutor.
That was,
yeah, that's what we were told. Now, people change their minds. But
that was a year ago.
Exactly.
Things change
right.
In a year.
Things happen. Yeah.
And it may, we're starting to get busier again, and maybe more make more sense for them now.
Well, yeah.
Very
things have changed for the better, so.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And a couple of the counselors have gone to court and watched it, and watched our prosecutor in action. Just my opinion.
Good.
And so, I guess, any other business? Okay, looks like, did you have anything else, Joseph?
No, I'm sure not.
Okay, how about the agenda forecaster?
Well, I think this is our last meeting, isn't it?
For the time being, yeah.
I think there'll be one more. We'll work out the first one in July. That year.
There'll be one more.
And so I guess just what I throw out there and what I've been telling department heads is that working with their committees, making sure we're taking a look at the pending and future business items, make sure you're comfortable with those getting moved on into a new format. If there's something we wanted to add or not carry forward, it'd be time to make that adjustment. But if not, they're all going to end up in a master list.
So they'll end up on your desk.
What's that?
It'll just all end up on your desk. As far as that's really how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, that's one of the things is on my desk for sure. So.
So I actually have a question. So when we do these RFPs, will we do them the same way we did the other ones in a executive session? Sorry, my throat's.
I'm not sure why we would do these. I don't think we'll do these. I wouldn't recommend it. The council can always do whatever it would like, but with these the way they are, I'm not too worried about it. I guess, well, no.
Back the interview.
Because the interview is people sitting in on it. That would be it. Probably, I will know that question then. See what council often call the ball on that, what they would like to do, but that's a good question. I don't have a great answer.
Yeah, with our OJEC briefing that we had, it'd also be a good touch base with them because it didn't sound like it would be common to conduct that type of interview. But they're super easy to talk to.
Committee member comments.
I kind of have a dumb one. What's RFP stand for?
Request for proposals.
Okay, I'm sitting here beating myself up going,
And sometimes you'll hear
proposal.
Okay, and sometimes you'll hear RFQ, which is request for qualifications.
Okay.
And when you're dealing with professional services.
And sometimes when I can't think of the letters, I just say contract.
Hard listen. Why don't you just ask? All right.
Is that all you got?
No, Debbie.
Ken?
No, thanks for everything. I really appreciate the RFPs, the opportunity to meet people, you know, under the charter for the most part. If they don't fall into the normal organizational chart, they end up working for the council. So I feel like if we're going to have people working for us, it'd be good to meet them before we hire them. That's why I like the more interviews. That's why I like to know their faces. I like to be able to do it. So it's important. I hate to say it, but they would become their supervisor, if you will. Not that we exercise a whole lot of supervision, but in theory, that's how this works. So, yeah, I think it's important that we do the RFPs, we find the most qualified people, and we listen to their answers, and we're comfortable with whomever does we hire. I agree.
Okay, I guess I'll adjourn the meeting at this time at 6:44. First, yeah, thanks.
Close enough.
Close enough, yeah.